Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun. Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And you're watching Studio Classroom. Friends, today we're talking all about color. And let's start off with a question, our talk about it question. What is your favorite color and why?
Garrett, this might sound strange, but I don't really have a favorite color. There are certain colors that I like to wear and certain colors I like for my things if I'm choosing to put them in my home, but I don't really have one specific color that I like more than others. What about you?
Well, I definitely have a favorite color. My favorite color would be blue. Why? Well, I think it looks pretty. I think it looks nice, but I also like some things that are blue. It reminds me of water or big open skies.
What about you, friends? Do you have a favorite color? That's something you can think about as we get into our lesson today called It's a Colorful World. Let's get into our first reading right now.
It's a colorful world. Color is a power which directly influences the soul. Vasily Kandinsky, Russian painter. Why is red called red or yellow called yellow? A glimpse into the history of early color use by ancient civilizations gives a clue. The origins of most English color words came from Proto-Indo-European PIE languages.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack. 我们先来看名词 glimpse， 意思呢是一瞥或是短暂的体验。例如 ，At her friend's birthday party。Ellie had a brief glimpse of what life could have been like had she been the child of wealthy parents. Ellie 在朋友的生日派对上短暂地感受到如果自己出身富裕家庭人生会是什么样子。常用片语 catch a glimpse of 的意思是瞥见或是看到一眼。譬如 Matt caught a glimpse of the rainbow before it disappeared. Matt 在彩虹消失前看到了一眼。另外，以 GL 开头的英文字很多呢都跟光或是滑动有关，譬如 glimmer 这个动词，它的意思是闪烁或是微微发光。来看个例句 ：The stars glimmered softly above the ocean， 繁星在海面上方柔和地闪烁着。
Friends, maybe you have never thought about where colors come from. Well.Colors were always there, but where the names for colors come from. Let's talk about that today.
Okay, and we are starting our lesson here, friends, with a quote. We read, "Color is a power which directly influences the soul." Before we move on, let's talk about that word directly. What does that mean?
Well, it means in a straight or immediate way. There's not other things happening in between.
Let's use that word directly in a sentence. She spoke directly to the manager. And in this sentence, it says that color has power and it directly influences the soul.
All right, so when you see different colors, you feel a certain way on the inside. Well, this quote comes from a man named Vasily Kandinsky, who was a Russian painter.
Okay, so now we have another question here. Why is red called red or yellow called yellow?
It's not a question I have ever thought to myself. It's just, that's what we call them, right?
I guess so, but apparently there is a reason, and we're going to talk about some of those reasons today.
All right. A glimpse into the history of early color use by ancient civilizations gives a clue.
All right, we see a great word to talk about, friends. This word, civilizations. These are advanced societies with cities, laws, and culture.
Here's an example sentence. Ancient civilizations built great pyramids.
Now, when we're talking about ancient civilizations, we're usually talking about these societies and systems that were a long, long time ago in our history. So here we see that these ancient civilizations had some type of history of color.
Yeah, the origins of most English color words came from Proto-Indo-European, or PIE, languages. Now, if you've ever studied languages, you'd see how this works. Even languages like English and Hindi, all the way down in India, are historically related.
Yeah, exactly. And when we talk about something being historically related, we're kind of talking about the origins of those languages. Origins, friends, means the beginning or source of something.
For example, the origins of many words in English are Greek.
So we're talking about the origins of English color words. Well, where did these color words come from?
Well, we have that really big word in here, Proto-Indo-European. This describes an ancient language that many modern languages later came from.
And we have an example sentence here. This is something Garrett just said, friends. Proto-Indo-European is the root of both English and Hindi.
Yeah, I've heard that fact many times because it's always very surprising since those places are so far apart.
Yeah, and those languages are quite different as well, but they both came from a similar origin.
Right, they have similar origins. Well, we would love to know more about how these color words came to be. So let's go to our next reading.
It's a colorful world. Linguistic studies have found that languages developed color words in a very specific order. Ancient languages only divided the world into dark and light, so black and white were the earliest color words, standing for night and day and basic contrasts. The next color named was red. Often linked to power and energy, it was symbolic of strength and courage. In fact, red was the color of military uniforms in many empires throughout history. Yellow, which came next, goes back to a PIE root, meaning to shine brightly. Yellow represents brightness, life, and energy.
Contrast, 意思呢是对比或是差异。譬如, the bright colors stand out in contrast to the dark background. 鲜艳的色彩在深色背景下形成鲜明的对比。另外来看两个字首，也有contra的字，动词 contradict 意思呢是反驳或是与什么产生矛盾。譬如 Sally didn't want to contradict her teacher, but she had a different opinion. Sally 不想反驳老师，但她有不同的看法。另一个呢是形容词 contrary. 意思是相反的或是对立的。例如, contrary to popular belief, bats are not blind. 与普遍的看法相反，蝙蝠其实看得见。Things
develop over time. Words, like so many other things, didn't just come out of nowhere. And that's the same with color words.
And we have a very specific word that we use when we're talking about where language came from. We usually use this word linguistic when something is related to language or how it works.
For example, she studies linguistic patterns in speech. If you want to study language in school, you would be studying linguistics.
Let's use that word in another sentence that we see here in our article, friends. Linguistic studies have found that languages developed color words in a very specific order. This is interesting.
Yeah, they didn't just have all of these color words at the same time. They came in a certain order. Ancient languages only divided the world into dark and light, so black and white were the earliest color words.
Okay, this is pretty interesting. Now, we used the word ancient when we were talking about ancient civilizations earlier, friends, but let's define it here again. Ancient means from a very long time ago in history.
All right, for example, ancient ruins tell stories of the past. Often when we use that word ancient, we're talking about something that is at least around 1500 to 2000 years ago.
Okay, good to know. Now we see here that the first color words that were developed were black and white, and this was because they stand for night and day and basic contrasts. That makes sense.
Absolutely. So they're important words to describe what you see around you. The next color that was named was red.
Okay, red came after black and white, often linked to power and energy. It was symbolic of strength and courage.
All right, let's talk about one of those words, that word symbolic. If something is symbolic, it represents an idea or a meaning beyond something that's just literal or even physical.
Here's another example. The dove is symbolic of peace. When you see a dove, you usually think of peace.
Right, absolutely. And that goes back to certain things in history. Well, in fact, red was the color of military uniforms in many empires throughout history.
We're talking right now specifically about the color red. We learned that it was linked to power and energy, and one reason was because of these uniforms.
Right, military uniforms. Now, we should talk about what empires are. An empire is kind of like a large group of countries that's ruled by one leader. Sometimes those countries are become a part of the empire, but not by their own choice.
That's right. Here's another example. The Roman and British empires were powerful. Let's move on here. Yellow is our next color we're going to look at, which came next, goes back to a P-I-E root meaning to shine brightly.
That makes sense. Yellow often makes us think of sunshine or bright flowers.
It certainly does. Yellow represents brightness, life, and energy. Maybe this is because a lot of times yellow is associated with the sun.
Absolutely. So think about it, friends. With these basic colors, what comes to your mind when you see them? Well, similar things were true for these ancient peoples, and that's why there's kind of this order to them.
It seems like to me that a lot of these colors are tied to things that were seen naturally in the world, like dark and light became black and white. You know, that's something that naturally happens every day, right? It's bright outside and then it gets dark. And similarly with yellow, yellow is kind of a happy color that you see in flowers and the sun. So all of these things seem to be coming from nature.
Definitely. Well, we're not done. There are more colors than just these few that we've talked about. But before we go to those, let's go and take a deep dive.
Deep dive.
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? Going back to basics. Okay, quick story. I once found an old video game from when I was 10. One button press and poof, I went back to weekends spent battling pixel dragons with a bowl of cereal. That's exactly what go back to does. It sends you or something else to an earlier time, place, or origin. We say go back to when we return to a place, a habit, an activity, or even a historical route. It's like pressing the rewind button on life. For example, after living in the city for 5 years, Marco decided to go back to his small hometown by the sea. Here's another. The celebration of Lunar New Year goes back to traditions from hundreds of years ago. Here are a couple more go phrases to keep in your pocket.
go on means continue. For example, the movie was scary, but I told my friend, just go on watching. The monster gets friendly later. Go wrong means something fails or makes a mistake. For example, if you add salt instead of sugar, baking cookies will definitely go wrong. I still go back to that old video game when I need a smile. Some things are just too good to leave behind. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat until next time.
It's a colorful world. After yellow came green, from a P-I-E root that means to grow. In nearly every language and culture, green is connected to new growth, plants, and nature. Historically, one of the last major colors named was blue. Before blue became a recognized color, people often used sky or sea to describe what is now classified as blue. Whatever names we call them, colors make our lives richer.
Historically, 意思呢是历史上自古以来，譬如 The festival has historically attracted thousands of visitors from neighboring towns every summer. 这个节庆历来呢，每年夏天都会吸引成千上万来自邻近城镇的游客来参加。与historically相关的名词是 historian， 意思呢就是历史学家。 譬如, the famous Greek historian Herodotus is often referred to as the father of history. 著名的希腊历史学家希罗多德常被称为历史之父。Historically 去掉字尾的ally 就变成形容词 historic， 如果是 prehistoric 就是指史前的史前时代的。例如, the museum features prehistoric artifacts that help researchers understand early human development. 这间博物馆展出的史前文物呢，有助于研究人员了解早期人类的发展历程。以上就是今天的Language Lab. I will see you next time.
Black, white, red, and yellow. Those are the colors that we've talked about so far. They were developed in a specific order, so what's next?
Green! We're talking about green next, Garrett. We read here, after yellow came green, from a P-I-E root, that means to grow. We can't talk about linguistics without talking about this word root.
Absolutely. It's kind of like that word origins we talked about before. The root of a word is the basic part or the origin of it.
For example, the root of happy is from an old English word. So a lot of the words and things we say today didn't originally sound like that or were spelled that way. They are from a different word, and a lot of times those words all have a similar root.
Right. You might talk about the roots of certain words in English being from other languages, and then they changed after that. Well, after yellow came green.
In nearly every language and culture, green is connected to new growth, plants, and nature. To be connected to, friends, means to be linked or related to something else.
For example, my phone is connected to the charger. That's more of a physical connection. But you might also say, I feel very connected to my best friend after we had some great experiences.
That's a good example. Let's read on together, friends. Historically, one of the last major colors named was blue. Your favorite color, Garrett.
My favorite color. I guess good things come to those who wait.
I guess so. And we see here that just like you said earlier, this is why this color was named. Before blue became a recognized color, people often used sky or sea to describe what is now classified as blue.
Yeah, and that makes sense because those are the natural blue things we see in the world, there aren't too many other blue things besides some animals.
Yeah, that's a good point. And we see a great term that we can define here together, friends, classified as. This is put into a group based on shared features.
Yeah, let's talk about another animal here. Whales are classified as mammals.
All right, so most things in nature have some type of classification. They are classified in a certain way.
Yes, and there are many special words for that. Well, blue was described as sky or sea, and whatever names we call them, colors make our lives richer.
Colors make our lives richer. Richer means to have more wealth, more quality, or greater depth.
Let's use that word in a sentence. Traveling makes life richer with unique experiences.
I do agree that color makes our life richer in many different ways. At least for me, it gives me more choices when I'm getting dressed in the morning or choosing how I want to decorate my house.
Right, you can even think of how much a room changes with a new coat of paint. Just by changing that color, the whole feel changes.
Definitely. All right, friends, we have more to say about color in just a moment, but right now it's time for us to go to today's usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看 stand for 这个片语动词，常见的意思有三种。当 stand for 的主词是符号或缩写的时候，表示代表某事物，例如UN stands for the United Nations. UN 代表联合国。当它的主词是人或团体，则表示支持某种价值。比如 ,This brand stands for quality and trust. 这个品牌象征着品质与信任。当 stand for 用在否定句的时候，意思是不会容忍，绝不姑息。例如I won't stand for cheating in any situation. 我绝不容忍任何情况下的欺骗行为。
Friends, we've come to the end of today's lesson. But before we go, I have a question for Garrett. As we went through these color names together, did any of their origins surprise you?
Not particularly, but it was really interesting to hear some of the associations that red has with power. And we talked about military uniforms, and I think back to like the Romans or the British, there was a lot of red there.
Yeah, that's a really good point. That one did surprise me a little bit, especially since most of our other colors that we talked about came from things that occur naturally in nature.
Absolutely. So friends, what about other colors? Maybe you could look up some of those ones. Things like purple, or who knows, mustard green. There are so many of them.
There certainly are, friends. And if you want to practice your conversational English, another question you can ask is, what's your favorite color? That's a great thing to ask your friends.
Right. It's such a basic question that you talk about in school, but it's a fun conversation starter.
All right, friends. That's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again next time, right here on
Studio Classroom.
Bye. A good friend lasts a lifetime.